Time for your letters, and this week you had a few questions for us. Tom Wickersham of St. Louis wrote to ask for more information after my interview last week with microsculptor Willard Wiggin, whose creations are so tiny that they have to be viewed through a microscope. While I appreciate that you feature stories about visual art for a radio program, Mr. Wickersham wrote, I was shocked that Leanne didn't ask sculptor Willard Wiggin the question that was on every listener's mind. What medium do you sculpt in? I know you can't show pictures over the radio, but allowing listeners the chance to visualize the sculptures in wood, metal, wax, or whatever surely would have helped. Fair enough, Mr. Wiggin creates his intricate microsculptures using a variety of materials. He's used tiny bits of glass, grains of rice, and sugar. Among many others, he paints his sculptures with strands of hair. Stuart McDonough of Somerville, Massachusetts, sought to clarify the origin of a song that's on the latest CD by Dan Hicks, whom I spoke to last week. He wrote, Dan is great, and he has been writing and playing great stuff during the decades since Canned Music. However, Leanne seemed to think the blues my naughty sweetie gave to me was his song. I think it was an old song when Jim Queskin recorded it in the 60s. Small wonder it sounds like vaudeville. Well, in fact, I did ask Dan Hicks about Jim Queskin and the Jug Band, but like so much good tape every week, it ended up on the cutting room floor. Here's what you didn't hear from Dan Hicks.
I was a big fan of Jim Queskin, even when I was starting out to play folk music and folk guitar, and they do that song.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, I think, but I've always liked that tune, so kind of came up with my own version of it.
And Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, the song's actual title, wasn't Jim Queskin's tune either. It was written in 1919 by Arthur Swanstone, Charles McCarran, and Carrie Morgan, and first made popular by Ted Lewis and his band. Hopefully our news doesn't give you the blues, but however you're feeling, we want to hear from you. The new NPR.org offers several ways to get in touch. You'll find a listener comments section on every story, or you can go straight to the Contact the Show link on each program's page. And please don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.